Thank you. Thank you. requirements relating to the specific scope and application. And therefore, it changed a little bit, and as an example that I want to use is the National Institute on Humanities and Social Sciences, which the Minister is currently being establishing and which we are formulating regulations thereof. Having said that, also together with this process, the situation is that we have now actually established two higher education institutions in that province as such. And they are governed as according to the Higher Education Act. And these are notices. And this happens on the 22nd of August. Now what does this mean? It means that the universities, now that they are legal entities, are established to take over the function of the being in terms of the following. Firstly, the provision of higher education programs. So the roles and needs are changing with regard to their current mandate, which were amended. Then also, universities' objectives with regard to direct advancement of learning, and that we know is the role of a university and of the current industry that we have on the 26,000 within our country. And then also, it has overtaken the role of the need with now universities' obligation to advise the minister on any kind of matters relating to higher education provisioning, provincially as well as nationally. So just remember, the NIES had a provincial footprint, a regional footprint, while the universities are national competencies, and therefore their footprint becomes broader, encapsulating the regional activities and the provincial activities. So with this happening from a legal point of view, we as the department have to really reconsider what is the status of the National Institute for Higher Education. And what we have done is that we've gone through a whole due diligence exercise to understand exactly what is the context of the NIES, is it similar, is it different, and what can we do, what should we do with regard to the current status as they are functioning now. So what we have picked up is that the Northern Cape NIES currently engaged with this ongoing project that must be brought in line, which you cannot let go. But they have functioned in a different way than the NIES of Manama, because they have appointed additional staff, which were not their mandate to do. They were tasked to do administration and support to the partner universities, but they have gone ahead and appointed academic staff, while the model of the NIES Mulanga is totally different. They have not appointed academic staff. What they have done is basically they have provided the support. So they are much smaller, although their footprint is larger, but they have a critical mass of administrative staff that support the partnerships that they have there. And this Mulanga NIES also engaged in certain projects. They have redefinition of code application means and can be implemented. And then, of course, as I said in my starting comment, the disestablishment. Now, according to the Higher Education Act, which are provided in our Higher Education Act, that is an option. It's been written into our Act. It talks about the disestablishment of this institute and legal act. It also provides us with the space that the finalization of the functions and the dissolution of this legal entity needs to be done in line with the CLEA Act as well as the Labor Relations Act, and that's written into our Higher Education Act. But what we are very careful, if this is the option and this is the route that we're going to do, it needs to be done with a proper plan. It needs to take account of the human resources within that entity. We are sitting with liabilities. There are investments made. There are projects. There are contracts. So all those need to be taken into account to ensure that there's a proper plan of a disestablishment that has to take place. If we look at what also needs to be taken into account is that the continuation of the current project being driven by these entities in the two different provinces. The department will be have to make sure that look at what is the context of these contracts, what is the time frame that are being implemented, and is there a possibility to hand it over to the new university for their continuation. We are also, and especially here, the human resources have to come in, especially in areas like in Kimberley and in Nelspruit, is that there is limited staff capacity and human resources available. And whatever there is with engineers doing certain functions, anything from student applications, financial management, etc., are going to be utilized by the new university. And therefore, those positions and jobs will be available. But what we are thinking about is that we have to be very careful not to create expectations for continuation of employment, because those staff members will come with positions of service, and then also the positions of service, as you'll see within the university, are within a new university context. So then you're going to have some of those kinds of challenges, and it's actually repeating the mergers that we went through. We will have to look at the transfers of contracts and assets where it is in the interest of the new university. And we need to understand which of those assets and the contract is transferable, firstly. Secondly, if it is the benefit to the, for the potential of the new university. You do not want to establish a new university and create a liability for that university, as happens with the merger. So from legislation, we don't want to repeat those mistakes again. If staff retention are then on the card, then we will have to start planning and provide financial means to enable staff retention. Again, like within the merger. The Minister is also obliged to consult with the CHE by notice indicacy under this establishment, and we are also required to give the board notice with regard to the intention of the Minister of this establishing of the institute. And thereafter, if the Minister receives the board's indication that they want a different scope application, it will then be considered for continuation in a new scope.
decide that something is going to happen. Then we are not sure what. And I think what we need to help me, this is simple. This is a me in an institution that is important for us. Must we think of putting anything in other books? And this is a new thing. So from some kind of people are saying it's not. But that is time say that was closed in me on Saturday and he moved towards that. Everybody knowing that. And then we got 2 years and said one of the years, I don't know which one, has pointed up in stuff. I don't know how could that happen. I don't know. I got worried because when we are going to appoint, you need a mandate, you need a mandate, you need now the establishment of enemies. Should this encourage me? I feel understand. I don't know, maybe there is a certain institution in Portugal, on the mission. It's called Edu Park. I know that Edu Park might be belonging to a particular institution, but it exists in spite of the fact that there are two universities in Limpopo, providing a completely separate function from what universities would ordinarily do. I don't understand why we think now that there is a university in Kimberley, now that there is a university in Kumala, we may no longer need me, unless the understanding is that there were pseudo universities. I don't think there were. Again, excuse my talking like a unionist.
Thank you. is the result of that. Safe to say, Chair, there will be no reward one member talking to an issue of people being rewarded. But when necessary, we are definitely going to incorporate the expertise, the capacity, and even the assets that may be useful to the new university. Assets that will obviously not be useful to the two universities will be disposed of. I think that is what is coming out of the presentation. But indeed, I think Dr. Fafida will speak to the issue of monitoring and these other specific issues. But we've got to do it right. We've got to be quite sensitive to the whole process, particularly because it involves the lives of human beings, as Dr. Fafida said. Should be able to consider issues of the labor and all of those things. So we have to do it right. And I think Dr. Mastad indicated at the beginning that we are engaging in this process for the first time. And that obviously is no excuse. It does not mean we were not supposed to do certain things at a particular time. But we feel that the processes that we are currently engaged in will lead to the smooth disestablishment of the media. But as I said, when necessary, we incorporate the expertise, we incorporate the capacity, the assets as well. But obviously, there will be also instances where there has to be retrenchment. And that is why we still have to consult extensively with the minister. Consult and some advice from CHD on how we can do this process. The leaders knew from the onset their mandate and why they were established. And therefore, a picture should not be created, Chair, that they don't know what is going to be their new role. Of course, their new role will have to be defined insofar as the incorporation process is concerned. But they knew that their presence in these two provinces is as a result of the fact that we do not have a university among the things in this province. So I think, Chair, if there are expectations that were created, and if there arises a need for those expectations, and because these are some of them are academic, they're definitely being incorporated into universities. There's no doubt about that. Because we are starting up with new universities. These universities will need as much capacity as possible, and the bulk of it may come from the process. That's true.
Thank you, Dr. Chair. I just want to be sure that we have to be sure from the response that you have given. prostitute and the newly born, both of them, not once, more than one time. So in these discussions were actually discussed to such an extent that the dear boy of the lover already came with a proposal of how they see. And they proposed a change of scope and application. And we will do that formal process now. While the near born in Northern Cape, it's a different story, and I think you are aware of the problems and challenges that were existing there 2-3 years ago, when a management team were not properly advised on what they should do, and therefore they were removed. And I think that's the situation, the conflict of interest in the story of the Gideon itself. But I don't want to go into that either. I think we need to pretty clear that litigation has taken place in the board. And we, unions, and staff, as well as students, are represented on that new board. We presented the vision of the new university, and we have discussed, because they did ask what happened to them. We told them we have consulted the High Education Act, and that it will be a process of engagement. And I do believe that we are now ready for that engagement. Secondly, is that when we plan the footprint of the new universities was not to duplicate the kind of program that was offered by the partner universities in the different provinces. Therefore, the academic program that we do in the two new universities is not similar to the academic program that's offered by the partner universities through the coordination of the meeting. And when I do my presentation, you will see it is so that we don't eliminate access, we have expanded access. So what is very much clear is that the NIE will have a continuation mark of possibly 2-3 years if this establishment is on the call, because you're going to sit with learners in those programs that are part-time students. Then where the services need to be provided, it's exactly the same as in the learning situation. That we are here for the students, and the students need to be served. You cannot withdraw those kind of competencies by having a quick establishment and a quick process with regard to that. You will have to provide not only to the learners there, also to the staff there. The second issue that is also a challenge is that in Northern Cape, the footprint of the new university is on the premises of NIE. Of the infrastructure, because that's public government-owned property. And therefore, there needs to be an idea, a parallel process where one is fading out and the other one is being implemented. Because we're utilizing, while we're building new infrastructure and space capacity, we are using the media lecturing rooms, etc., through a memorandum of understanding, which is a legal document between the NIE board of the Northern Cape and the interim council of the Fort Hare University. The situation in Mpumalanga is a little bit different, because we're not impeding on the footprint, because they are not actually offering lectures there. It was the other universities that have actually implemented, which is basically phased out. So they totally play a different role, as I said at the beginning. So I want to go back to the first question with regard to the terms of the board that are coming to an end. Yes, it's coming to an end, but I think it has to be a continuation of about 2-3 years where they are responsible for the staff and the students under their legal mandate. And they will have to provide the minister if this establishment of the board if it changes the scope of an application, therefore this establishment is still on the call, because those students need to be serviced and agree to whatever that arrangement should be, either to take them over as an university, but they're not offering those programs yet. So the current party universities are liable to the services of being rendered to the current learners enrolled in those programs. and conditions. therefore, when these academics will apply, there are certain regulations for that. And when we've done one of the staff audits, we have done a due diligence on the qualifications of academic staff. And that can be possibly speak to. So we have approached some of the staff members to ask if they are available. These are the positions that are going to be emphasized. Please apply. But there are also, and I call them measures as well, there are measures, unfortunately, which the board has accountability to determine what happens to these staff members if this establishment is going to be on the call. I'll pause there, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chair. The de-establishments may not necessarily be a decision at this point, but it is seemingly the only alternative in our view. But of course, this is a process that is so involved.
To share with you
for those that are still in sin, which to mean, therefore, they still have a role for near. And if they have a role for near for transitional students, until they say what they need to feel, to me, we should be in a position to give a time frame so that we know those who are there for 2 years until that program is over. What I'm pleading for is some finality so that everybody understands that my time is a minute. If we have a new project, I have no problem with that. But don't give them to me. If you need a new structure to run a new project, come with that new structure and we'll assist you to do that.
Where the proposal, and you were writing in the year board these, I think we are ready to come and engage from these proposals with the portfolio committee. And from my side, we heard the portfolio, we heard the members, and we say that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, most of them. Next slide is thing that we have thought about is multi-use and sharing of already existing and good swimming pool in sea. So for the university to embark on swimming as a sport is also an option. So those are the issues that we're also looking at. So here you just look at how it will phase and implementation and the complete pieces of humanity that you can see and how it will look like in about 15 to 20 to 30 years.
all of them don't have engineering plans. They don't. Some of these faculties that used to be preserved away from black people, for example, are only there in your historical and traditional white university. Are we going to continue the trend? Are we going to have, this woman, not a kid, will this be something different and not a continuation of Tafio, continuation of Zululand, and continuation of the other that are products of that act, infamous act and act. Chair, you have promised that you should also deal with the issue of physical space in the Northern King, particularly as if I may just give you the phrase, the fact that other programs will be running and
the investigation that came, and I didn't have an answer, but I said, fortunately,
channeling leads to the medical program in the new university. that it is such support that we're going to provide for them. We've got very good news is that the MSF board made available 20 million for bursaries for these kids coming to the new university. And they really came to the party and supported us with regard to that. We are also piloting the central application system of the MSF through the two new universities. So it's actually a dual project. They are assisting us, but we're assisting them, so that of course we are expecting small numbers to apply, but they also can set their central application system for the MSF fund as well. Are we going to have an international student component? I do believe if you want an international player and a global player, you should have a certain percentage of international students, but it should not be the majority. We have in our national plan for higher education currently a parameter of about 5%, and we suggest that you do keep to the institutions do keep to that. Nationally, the footprint is about 7%, but so you would like really to invite some of the students who come to study to bring the international experience to our students, and our students also be able to learn from other cultures as well. If we want to be a research-focused institution, especially the one in Mpumalanga, you need that international component as well. So the mandate of the Interim Council is not only students, but to look at final model that we should go. But we are inviting private businesses, if they want to do residences or accommodation on residences, they can feel free to do so. What we have planned for accommodation is that in Northern Cape is going to be 70% space that we provide, and that's why the university, by the way, is so expensive. We could have reduced the student accommodation footprint. Then we could have built a large university. But we've adhered to the principle and the direction that our minister seriously is saying that student housing is one of the factors that contribute to the success of students. So if you house students in accommodation, it is organized, it is disciplined, you provide them a conducive environment, and therefore it contributes to the academic performance. And that's the principle that we've based our academic curriculum planning on. So you were talking about Sukuna. I just want to get clarity. Sukuna is not a co-op. Sukuna is part of the site that we have investigated. We found that the kind of facilities there at this moment is not higher education facilities. So we have actually, because it's BUT premises, not BUT premises, BUT is using those premises. It is rented, even rented buildings. So I'm working now with BUT to think and expand that footprint, because they are so involved in SASL. And the model that they have in SASL is prepared to come to the party to contribute, and they're actually having a meeting on the 29th of November so that we can get this collaboration agreement together and take further the chemical and mechanical, chemical and electrical engineering. The arrangements with regard to the sponsor university, these are university of applied degrees. It is going to be Mpumalanga University degrees. Why we had to follow is that we needed the competency and the quality arrangement that those institutions can bring. In some instances, it means staff, especially if you want staff with regard to skills, and then the university will do that with the secondment. It seems like in pre-secondment it is going to be secondment on the part, but otherwise they will provide us with their policies, with their admission requirements. So with other words, we start reinventing the wheel, we adopt their framework of their program. Often the committee, but that's got different phases as well. We're waiting also for the finalization of the EIA, and construction should start next year in August 2014 on the different campuses. We are already doing upgrades, so the construction has started to prepare for 2014. We're doing upgrades in Northern Cape, we're doing upgrades in the Bushrock campus at this moment. But that is our immediate need, but the fully fledged digging the trenches will start in 2013. We think it's always too late, but we are bound by the EIA at this moment before we can start.
Can I get the construction starting next year, 2014 August, preparing for 2015, because I think that is where we are expecting to see the options of the intake in those universities. Did you hear you were 2014 August? That is when I went to that.
Yeah, we're going to start 2014. Remember, the building takes about 2 years to finalize.
Japan.
Thank you.
November, eh? Right. Horrible weather for November.
Yes. Yeah, you found it.
I just said, speaking to the British phone. Can I just call that extra?
You did.
Are you a journalist?
No, we're for a parliamentary monitor.
Oh, okay.
Not too. And if they didn't have a hard copy for me, otherwise I would manage it.
That's nice.
Yeah,
it was a very long
day. Mmm, 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 super, 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 super.
They can't.
No, it's just how they interpret the presentation the way they want to.
I don't know why they haven't caught on to the stuff. WSU.
Oh, what do you mean they?
Yeah, to me that's a much more salacious issue for the press. And the old thing of television.
That's
a different priority to us.
We had that from the Kitchen Club charity. They were also
on the other side. It was at the Eastern Cape. It was also the Union. At the Eastern Cape, it was also the Malena's Union. Because I picked after that was at the Union. No, you didn't know that. Huh?
No,
how was it?
They call in havoc. Not only the admin and cleaning stuff, but actual or academic stuff, or also
it's the money, it's the money bank.
It's the money bank.
Yeah. And I think
trying to solve all the
gaps and
stuff.
You seem quite well, you're
glad.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So there's two Brinson Academia there.
Yeah.
There's two Brinson Academia, because there's another...
Isn't it
in the Kukumak and Stardust? Yeah.
She's
married to
Chris Brin. No, she's married to
Lowe, and she's trying to start that
university.
Because Brin is the administration now.
And what is the university?
Oh, Swanee College.
Oh.
Swanee, but it's also a university.
Oh.
Swanee North College. Okay. What are we going to do with
that?
Yeah, go as well.
Put on me. Oh, I think.
Bye bye. Bye. Well, the portfolio committee are making, weren't you?
No, what I mean is off-place, mate. When it's a new portfolio committee.
Not in my garden. No, I keep my food there and then I just put this. It's just the paper and the.
Thank you.
actually. New book.
Yeah.
Going far.
I hope not.
Thank you. Oh, you've got two presentations, huh?
I think both are, I've got two presentations, and I hope that both are on the stick.
Which one is that?
Okay, that's mine. Yeah,
good, I think.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hey. Thank you. Yes, that's
thank you.
I wish
I
wait.
Yes, yours.
Thank you. Okay. Did you go to the doctor?
Yes, I did.
And you sent you to a neurologist?
No. They just gave me the antibiotic and the allergic eye drop. But now I don't feel anything.
Numb.
Yes, it's numb. Mm.
Here's something you can do with lemon.
Mm.
Cut lemon into quarters. Or hot. Place them on a clean, dry surface. Put one hand, open the infected eye, two fingers. One finger on the top eyelid, the other finger on the bottom eyelid. Using 1/4 of the lemon, gently, further, pull.
Put gin and tonic in your mouth. What kind of sore? Dry and scratchy or pain? Throbbing.
And yours is this number for the trainer?
Yeah.
New University. Is this the one?
Yeah.
It's only one presentation.
Okay, so do you want me to copy this one or
what? Let me see the other one. Which comment was it?
Higher education.
At least he...
Front page.
Yes, just do the front page. He can send it to me.
Oh, from the photocopy?
No, the committee secretary at least. Because you remember that SC education. That annual report. Because I've checked the one that they did on PC Higher. It was not the same. No, the committee secretary. Wow.
PC Higher.
Yes. On higher education, they did the annual report presentation as well. But when I checked it, it was not the same presentation as that one. So I didn't take it from that. So I asked the committee to come extra.
Much better.
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling much better and more aware of all the things and
Sure.
If I'm not sure about making a treatment for anything, 8 October,
automatic secretaries. They always send us straight to the assistant. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't actually know what the second document is called.
Okay. And this one is the one with the new university? Ah, look at the one that they put it on your stick. Let me show you.
I'm going to put it in the alphabet.
Sure.
Then, okay. And then
this is the establishment of the new university.
Okay.
In the MC and the MP.
The one that is in the okay, I will be with you now, Bradley. Let me finish. Delegation?
There's only one woman.
So, okay. Sure. Thank you.
I need
a copy.
Documents because there were no spare paper copies,
S-C-Educ. And
I have it here.
Oh, thank you.
So
let's
committee.
S-C-Educ.
Yes.
Yes, the committee. S-C-Educ. So, oh, you don't know what
was
it?
I couldn't see the title.
Okay.
Because the, I didn't have a paper copy and it was very far from the screen, but I have the electronic copy.
And you got it from who? The electronic copy?
From one of the the Department of
DBE annual report.
Oh, it's okay like that.
Yes, DBE Department of yes.
Report,
yes, 2012 to 2013. And you got it from who? Because the committee secretary said, I'm not going to give you anything, because you're harassing me.
Really? I got it from...
I'm not going to give you one. Don't ever ask me anything.
Mm.
And, wow.
I got it from Mr. Banner.
Okay, thank you so much. If anything comes from that.
And this is
the audio. Ready, which meeting was it?
It's the select committee on
it's the approach.
I'm going to put this here.
Sure, thank you so much.
And this on the shelf, right?
Yeah, because we do have the annual report. What's the DPE? We already have it on the portfolio committee
okay.
on that. Yes, we
already
have.
So what do I do?
Yes, you can just okay. You can just give it to me and put it here.
Thank you.
Okay,
from
done.
Sharp,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. SEC approximate. Are we with you now, sir? Just fold it with that folder.
I don't know.
This one.
Which one? This is my one.
Oh, where's mine?
Thank you.
Okay, just fold it with
yeah.
this folder. Thanks, Dad.
Vianney for judicial.
Viandola.
Yeah.
V-I-T-N.
He said he told me before he lost it.
Okay, thank you. He's a nice guy, that one.
Very welcome.
I'm done.
Thank you.
It would have been unnecessary if I can't.
Please, donation for the Tom
okay, I'll donate.
Donate is 52 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, and 1 rand.
Okay,
2
rand,
2 rand, 10 rand, 5 rand, and 1 rand. Please, Jerry.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
they
I'm
are...
Yeah,
I'm
there, I can't donate.
Please, I'm dying here. Yeah.
I have permission.
No, I'm dying here.
Yeah.
I'm sick, but I'm at work. When they want to retrench you, they will never consider what you are doing.
No one did
yes.
that.
Yes.
Have you seen
thank
someone
you.
For
you? Yes, I did. We consulted doctor yesterday, so that I do have some stuff, but you know, you
some
may
school be up and
airport. Oh, yeah, we can see something.
What the echo?
Oh, Lomfan.
He comes with that force. Well, actually, you know, we can't even do that.
What
are
you
and he says to me, fortunately, they sent it in a liaison office.
Yeah.
And they make a copy, the other report, Cap, France, man. So, you know, you probably come to the shelf.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll do the rest of the document.
No, Galoko, if he is able, when it comes to be it may confidential, UPMG is always uploading this into Ezra Fanela. So,
you know,
Ibana no Chi,
we have discussion now. What do they take us for, man?
Ibana no Chi, Joba was our Kenda Ulan with the UPMG published. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
46 Londoners. Let's get the boomer's documents in there the other day.
Yeah,
sometimes you get confused on piece of water. Did I give you a stuff, man?
No.
Please, have your stuff. You can't. How are you in London? Hello? Yes, sir?
Yeah.
I did it on that day. Yes, I did it on that day.
So is
there? Sure. Okay. Jerry, which meeting? Piece of water, ne?
Yeah.
What did you say about water, Joe? No?
I'm not
right. Yeah, that was the rest of the room. I put my hands out of the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, hand.
Huh?
No,
I said, who was there to do it? Ah,
ah.
I don't know. You know when this thing turned like this in my desk, I don't even know what I was doing. Alright. Alright, I have 2 years now. There's 44 and 22 that is sitting next to me. I get them. The right account, the one who's on it. That's not a talk. Let me do yours, guess what? Both in PC woman and SM. Okay, let me set this one. PC woman. This is a very nice guy, this one. He doesn't wait for me to send him an email, this one. This guy. It's on higher education. He's a committee secretary.
Wow.
He just sent the stuff before. He is so nice, serious. He is so nice, serious.
That's so nice.
That one is number one. I like his style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where are the documents? Because I don't see any documentation here.
I think they gave me everything, but I did tell the BCC to please email your email.
Yes, but we can't. We can't rely on that. We have to send them again so that it's a reminder saying that they know email us this and that.
Oh.
It's not something that they're going to happen.
Oh.
You remember the last time?
But I believe I got all documents.
Electronically?
No, thingy. They handed them over. And the last one, which was this one, I didn't get. The secretary, after the meeting, she gave it to me because she was like, you guys are probably going to email me asking for documents. So here it is.
Alright, okay, what happened is that next to that, you got the hard copy at Parliament.
Yeah.
Yes. PMG is working with the electronic copy.
Oh.
So what happened is that sometimes comes, I will ask you to make copies for yourself so that PMG can be left with the other copies. But if it's a thick document of which Pumza knows that maybe this person can help me to get this document, this is when she can say, alright, just do the first page of this one, I'll see what I can do, you know. Yeah, this is how it works. You see all those documents that are sitting there. Those are the documents that they came. Yes, they came from Parliament with those documents. And after that, yes, I have to make sure that we do have all those electronic and all those documents electronically. Yes, this is how it works. Yes. So, no. What is important now is just that we must have this. Yes, make like, for example. I think this one can be found on the website, this one. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking, yes. On this one, we can make domestic violence. You say it was done by civil. You make a copy for you, copy for yourself, mm-hmm. and this one you can make a copy because it's just a small document.
Yeah.
How many of them?
There's about two
and
of those, so I can.
Two, oh, you can take
one.
Yes, keep one, and one is for me. And this one you can try and do only the first page of it, this one.
So
yes, I'll see if I can get it. This one. Yeah, so this is how it's made. The last time, the reason that we didn't give it to you last time, it was because you were just doing the draft
the
report.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all, yes, it's all, it's
yeah.
nothing.
Okay.
But when it comes to that, yes.
Oh.
Like these ones, you see this one too. Okay. This is how it works. You left it and you wrote it on the document form. No matter the age, yes, you just wrote it on the document form and say this is what you can get it from.
Mm.
Yeah. Just got it out on that, just sit on that side and
so
got
when
it
I do
out
my report,
out.
I need to...
No, you can just make a front page for me for this one. Because at least I think there
oh.
is somebody who can help me to
get
it. Yes, but if I, at the end, I couldn't manage to get it. You know,
yeah,
you see the committee secretary, they get tired of us.
Yeah.
Because they were sending emails almost every day.
No,
yeah. yes, because, yeah. So this is how, and all, yes. Just sit on that.
You?
Yes, on, you write on top. Yes, just do it. All the stuff next. The file name of this is 1311 PC woman. Yes. So this file name is that you put it on top of each document that you got it at Parliament
okay.
as well.
So far.
This is your tail. This is what
last week, this whole world is yesterday. We finished yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we finished yesterday. But other committees up until next week, Friday. Yeah. Yeah, most committees, especially in SOP.
Are you think only next Friday or
carry on? No, only next Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
Not this Friday.
I'm going to be 2 weeks for NGOP.
Actually, not this Friday. They're coming next Friday.
8 plus 7 is 15. After that, carry on later.
Till
no.
They're finishing.
Good.
Yeah. Now they are occupied by this coming election. Threatened by the opposing party. Opposing party don't often attend meetings and also if they don't, they look at the important. So it's a lot of.
Oh, I thought you were looking for something.
I'm just coming to say hello.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes.
I know I did say that for some reason, but I can't remember. I'm
going
to have to go back and...
Okay. Okay. So we are much bang, man.
That is nice.
Oh, then for Nanuke, then. Because you can hear this and hang it up in a because you can enter like you can every day. You can write the PMG. I say, oh, people are pencil. You can write a CEO, but you can write a private. Actually, I know about open direct nalin down the cool. We are content with my, we are condemning a begging angel. It means we know about, we know about can be econa lendo in our call.
Hello, PMG today.
The cell phone number? All right, give me the cell phone
from Russia.
Thank you. Hello, Sura.
Give me one thing after this cell phone, please.
Sure. Oh, I've been winning. Yeah, she's a woman and a woman. I'm going to ask him about that. Look, and that's Lendo Katum, and that's the end of our own. Otherwise, we still say, "Umsiso right." When we should umsiso say, "Ne zinzo zake, ne monto zake, ne don." Yeah, we want to find the ones and then the more than gender as well. Yeah, man. Oh.
Ah.
Ungabe sangqobela kudala umbona kuba ngondibane ndimbona ngoku ndiyakuza inobukho
Kupanya na apa o kupuman. Ile dad pala tala niya no to. No ma. I just have been there born last year. Ukuy bona. Last year but yeah, na ba niya. But in the age I kwesinye isikhathi esingaphephethe kwesi sam so ingaba yiloo nto
ikhekhukonsiaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa